Ladies and gentlemen, colleagues, epidemics in a globalized world. At the moment that the world looks at how Belgium recovers 1 year after the terrorist attack in Zaventem and Brussels, and in fact at the moment that the UK recovers from a terrorist attack today, we start a three-day workshop on the very topic of epidemics and globalization. And are we going to cover also the epidemics of terrorism? Might be a question. Globalization, a term that seems to belong originally to the field of economics. And if you start to look at some sources, it is defined as the process of international integration arising from the interchange of worldviews, products, ideas, and other aspects of culture. Advances in transportation and telecommunications infrastructure have been major factors in globalization, generating further interdependence of economic and cultural activities. And amazing, the word epidemic does not appear in this kind of very early definition from the 1930s. When I asked my students last week what comes to our mind when we have both words, epidemics and globalization, in one sentence, they answer, just to name a few of their answers without being comprehensive, transmission, migration, demography, pandemic, ethics, emerging diseases, changing epidemiology, outbreak control, geography from local to sub and supranational dimensions, preparedness, or for some of them, lack of preparedness, attitude, risk, panic, role of the media, humanitarian aid, and then when they call diseases, they will talk about SARS, Zika, Ebola, tuberculosis, pandemic flu, and so on. If I look at all these words, it seems very inclusive. In particular, if we also include, and I think it's correct to do so, the One Health dimension, dealing with health of people, of animals, and the environment. As was said just a few minutes ago, during these 3 days, our speakers will cover many of these topics and present, address, and discuss a number of burning questions. What is the impact of globalization on epidemics, and vice versa? The interconnectivity between people and communities will definitely have consequences on the spread of diseases and exposure to diseases. While the same interconnectivity could play a role at a level of preparedness and or humanitarian aid. Who will be in the driver's seat from basic health to global health, from risk management to preparedness? What are the lessons learned from HIV, SARS, flu, Zika, Ebola? When I was checking the website of a recent new initiative, SAPI, which stands for Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, I read, in a world of denser cities, increased mobility and ecological change, their disruptive impact is increasing, making epidemics among the most pressing health security issues facing the world today. And it continues, recent outbreaks such as Ebola and SARS have claimed thousands of lives and cost billions of dollars, both to countries that were directly affected and those that contributed to responding. Similarly, ongoing outbreaks of Zika will pose devastating health and economic impacts for years to come. But we have already come a long way in global health. And to address these achievements, I'm so glad to introduce to you